much about.
You got to put it in perspective.
Coordinates are set. It's now or never.
The Star Wars Holiday Special.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
I've said it before, I'll say it again. I have never had any interest in watching space nerds poke each other with their little space nerd sticks, and I'm not gonna start now. You people are crazy. You Star Wars people are crazy. Yesterday I tweeted something, and all I said was that I wasn't familiar with Star Wars because I've been too busy liking cool things and being attractive.
Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Give me those Star Wars.
And now.
Hey, Ollie. Seeing how much you love Star Wars, I was just curious. Mind if I put my lightsaber in your dark side? Come on. What do you think? Dark side. You know. Oh. Hey, all right, all right.
Our feature presentation.
Take that as a no, then, Ollie?
I'm going to pass for now.
Okay.
See how the day goes. Yeah, hey. See how the day goes.
Hey, you guys. Happy Star Wars Day. It is, in fact, May the 4th. How's everybody doing?
Really good.
Chip, you're feeling awfully ducky today, I imagine?
So ducky.
I mean, seriously.
All the ducky.
How optimistic are you that they advance past Edmonton and move on?
I mean, they're looking good right now, but here's the balancing act I have. Ducks are really good, but I'm also a Dolphins fan.
Mm-hmm.
So all my hopes are very, very tempered.
Yes.
Because
right.
I know what hope getting crushed feels like very well.
Yeah.
So I'm more than happy for them to advance, and I think they will, but I also am ready.
You expect to be disappointed.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's a good way to go through life, though, Chip.
Right?
I do.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, because that way, the worst that happens is they lose, and you go, well, that's what I expected.
Yeah.
And if they win, you're beyond excited, because you never thought it would happen.
Exactly.
I like it.
But they had a monster game last night, and Getzloff had a great game last night. He's been playing like insane the whole playoffs.
Well, I'm very excited that we get to talk to him today then.
Mm-hmm.
Should be in a good mood. I always worry when we book these athlete interviews after a terrible performance. That's when they're really not crazy about doing press.
Right.
But I think Ryan should be feeling pretty good today.
Yeah, I hope he hasn't slept. I hope he's just like, whoa, can't wait to do K-Rock. Just nuts.
You know how he loves to party.
He is such a partier on the road.
Right? Well, we do have a big show today. I think this would be a good phone topic to do sometime, which was the bad surprise you found out after you moved into a new place.
Oh.
Because that happens all the time.
Sure.
Where, you know, look, you go, you home inspect, and you go and you check the place out, but maybe you don't go at night, and then you find out, you know, something different about the neighborhood when the first night you spend there or something like that. Or maybe you find out, you know, the inspector missed it, but now you got to buy a new roof. You know, who knows what can happen. Well, here's a story out of Minnesota. Oak Park Heights is the place. It's sounds like a scene out of a horror movie, the article begins. A Minnesota mom and her kids unsuspectedly moved into a house of snakes.
I don't need any more.
A house
I'm out.
Of snakes, you guys.
Ugh.
While it may sound hard to believe, it's the frightening reality for a family left with few options after buying what they once considered the perfect home. Here's a little of the news report from Minnesota TV.
As a nurse and a single mom, Whitley spent years renting a townhouse in order to save enough for a down payment for a new start.
It was clean, new carpet, new paint.
This split level in Oak Park Heights seemed like the perfect neighborhood for her two kids to grow up in. Several walkthroughs and an inspection yielded no trouble. But 45 minutes after closing on October 5th, plenty of it slithered in.
Okay, so 45 minutes after closing. They didn't get one night in there where they thought, oh, I can't believe we own this house. It's so great.
What?
45 minutes in, they see the first snake.
I brought my first sort of box in downstairs to my bedroom, and I found a snake. And one quickly turned into 3, 4, 5.
Oh, God.
Today, it's 6 months later, and I'm about now 95 snakes that I found inside my house.
Where are they coming from?
95 snakes inside her house so far. Hundreds outside, by the way.
Come on.
The evidence has been found in her basement, which has since been torn apart and littered with snake traps. Apparently, there was a snake den in her basement. And apparently, it was just a, you know, rainy time. I'm sorry, I have birds happening outside.
Yeah, I can't hear them.
The conditions were right. It was warm and wet, and it was just perfect for snakes to start doing sneaky things. Now, here's the thing. And by the way, they've had repeated visits from the pest control people. They've got snake wranglers out there just trying to catch them all and seal up the basement and seal up the places where they get in around the, you know, the base of the house and everything like that. But here's the thing. There's no way the people who owned this house before, now they claim they didn't know anything about it because they didn't live there. It was a rental for them.
Right.
But in the years that they owned that house.
Come on.
They had to have, I would imagine they would be fielding calls all the time from their tenants going, hey, we're overrun by snakes here.
Yeah, this didn't start 45 minutes after closing.
Right.
This wasn't the first snake that was like, now's our chance.
Swoop in.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, there's clearly some disclosure that didn't happen here.
Oh, my gosh.
Since moving in, she has spent more than $13,000 out of pocket trying to rid her family of the problem. They've ripped the basement apart. They've sealed up everything, as I said. But she's sleeping upstairs on the couch, by the way. She does not go into the basement if she can help it. But it'll be interesting to see. She is trying to go through an arbitrator, by the way, to determine if fraud has occurred. But I got to tell you, a lot of people, and maybe I guess she didn't have this option. A lot of people, the temptation would just be to run, right? Just get the hell out of there. Like, look, I'm not going to live here for months while I day after day try to solve this snake problem. I just don't ever want to walk in this door again. I can see some people just making that decision because of how wigged out people get by snakes.
Maybe she's our modern day St. Patrick. Hello?
We lost Allie. Did we drop the connection?
Remember that whole legend was that he drove the snakes out of Ireland.
It was weird. We could hear her, then she was just gone. Hey, let's take a look at today's all-new Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
We have to like him. It's been decided. There's no getting around it.
Well, I think today you are going to like it because, as we mentioned, El Capitan Ryan Getzlaf from the Anaheim Ducks talks Ducks playoffs. That's happening at 7 o'clock this morning.
There were no snakes.
On
like
K-Rock.
Speaking
of sports, Jim Rome will be on the program with us today. Beer Mug has
stuff
a new,
of legends, Chip,
new round of red carpet interviews. He was at the premiere of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Got some big stars this time around, by the way.
The story just kind of takes off.
Have some highlights, if you missed it yesterday, of Dave Grohl's mom stopping by late in the show.
Down.
Hear that for you a little after 6 a.m. Got more tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2017 and... I think my wife is finally, I think she's finally over me.
I know.
We've all seen this coming for a long time.
Why so soon?
I convinced her, you're going to read this the wrong way, and you're going to play the sexy music, Chip, and I'm going to hate you, but I made her do something she didn't want to do.
Was it butt stuff?
It wasn't.
It was butt stuff.
She claims to now really, really hate me. So I may need need your help on saving my marriage today too.
Oh,
so all of that coming up. Plus, Ralph's got the showbiz beat when we return right after this on K Rock. Wow, the return of the Ralph Garman double hand clap. I missed that.
Triple.
Oh, is that the triple? Oh, sorry.
It's the double, then the triple. It's progressive.
It does make every song better, though, doesn't it?
God damn right it does.
Hey, it's LANOC's Alternative Rock, KROQ, Kevin and Bean Show, 5:54. Time for a first look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Another day, another woman claiming that Drake is her baby daddy. This time, the honors go to a former adult actress named Sophie Brousseau. Accuses Drake of encouraging her to terminate her pregnancy via text message. Oh, you charming bastard. Well, Drake's camp is saying that Miss Brousseau has a very questionable background. Slut-shaming. And was seeing another big rapper at the same time as Drake. So, he's dubious.
But he still boned her, right?
Of course,
Ellie. Okay.
Here's the thing. I'm going to make a mint. Because I'm gonna make some bling covered condoms, and this way rappers will finally be interested in using them.
I don't want those in me.
But it's gonna be bling, Allie.
But it won't feel great.
You don't understand. It'll be blinged for her pleasure.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's different.
I'm gonna specifically design it. You gotta trust me on this one.
All right.
Drake said he will do the right thing by the child if it's his, of course, but he's going to have to wait and see how it all shakes down. Ugh, indeed.
You know, he was a swashbuckler.
Well, I didn't know he buckled a swash. There's a Britney Spears musical in the works. Do we need this?
I don't think so.
I agree with you, Bean. Here's the thing about, you know, Broadway is very hot and heavy for these, what they call jukebox musicals, where they take a catalog of songs of an artist and either they do the story of that artist or they string them together into a fictional story. And most of those artists that have successfully done that are people who have a lot of very catchy, melodic, and the hits that have lyrics that have some dynamic to them where you can, like, tack a story on.
Like Jersey Boys.
Like Jersey Boys, for example. Uh-huh. Mamma Mia was famously with Moving Out. Billy Joel had done it with Springsteen and Sinatra. I don't see Britney Spears' catalog lending itself to that.
No, the lyrics are thin. That's the worst part of those songs.
So how are you going to hang a story on that, on Oops, I Did It Again?
Right.
No. Yeah, you're not.
No, you're not. But it's in the works. It won't be her life story, say producers. The songs will be strung together into a fictional tale about a schoolgirl who did it again, accidentally.
Oopsie.
And how would you feel if you're in Thailand and you're taking a group picture in front of the Eiffel Tower and some douchebag rides in on his bike?
There's an Eiffel Tower in Thailand?
No, I'm sorry. You're from Thailand. You're a visitor from Thailand.
Okay. All right. Like, have they moved it?
Actually, I like the Thai one even better than Paris one. Yeah. No, of course, we're in Paris, France, as the story unfolds.
Okay.
But you're a group of visitors from Thailand.
Okay.
And you're standing there with your tourist group, and you're taking a group shot in front of the Eiffel Tower.
Okay.
And then a douchebag rides in on his bicycle, wearing sunglasses and a camouflage jacket, comes to a screeching halt, and photobombs your picture as they're taking it. Right, Allie?
You're furious.
You're furious.
Yeah.
Until that bike rider whips off his glasses and says, "Thank you for letting me crash your photo." And it's Arnold Schwarzenegger!
Now that's a champion!
Right? That's what champions
do. He's just cruising on a bike?
Yeah.
In camouflage?
He's a big biker.
Yeah.
Bikes all the time, everywhere. He was in Paris over the weekend getting the country's most prestigious medal, the Légion d'Honneur.
Oh, wow. That was great.
Thank you. Yeah. Which is the Legion of Honor award. French is so much like English. They're practically the same language.
Yeah.
I think they just say our words, but they put funny sounds on them. Légion d'honneur. Legion of Honor.
Yeah.
Right there.
Right.
Yeah. He got it for his environmental work.
Really? Yes. Guy that drives around in a Hummer?
He's on a bike.
Whatever.
He's on a bike, Allie.
He rode his Hummer to get his bike after getting off a plane.
He did some good environmental things for this state when he was the governor.
Did he?
You ever think we'd miss the days where Arnold Schwarzenegger was in public service when he was an elected official?
No.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Ashley Rickards, lovely and talented actress, is 25 years old today. Lance Bass turns 38. Why didn't he ever go into space?
Because he couldn't get anyone to pay for it.
Ah, there you go. Erin Andrews, co-host of Dancing with the Stars, of course, and she does some sports things, too. 39 years old today. That voice has got to go, though, right? How did she become a broadcaster? Boy, his nails on a chalkboard. Mike Dirnt! Dirnt! Green Day bassist is 45 years old today. Will Arnett!
Oh, man.
Cross between George Hamilton and a Crest White strip. He is 47 years old today. And surf guitar legend Dick Dale! Oh, come on! Yeah! Dick Dale turns 80 years old today. Oh, that's so cool, right? Isn't that cool?
People are born.
No,
celebrate.
Surf music.
Oh.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This Sunday morning.
Speaking of Paramore, how'd you like to see them with us on May 20th at StubHub Center, the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2017? We've got your tickets. You can win coming up next hour here on K-Rock.
Bean.
What?
That was No Doubt.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
I already heard like the last 3 seconds of it. I'm sorry.
I was like, weren't we speaking of Paramore?
Well, you can see 3/4 of No Doubt at the same show.
That is so true.
Because Dream Car is going to be there, so we got you covered.
Okay.
Last week, maybe you saw the news that Los Angeles crossed a milestone and got its 4 millionth residence. resident, I should say. 4 million people living in L.A. now.
Wow.
And I'm going to go out on a limb here, and you tell me if you disagree. The most popular of all 4 million of them is a man named Vin Scully.
No question.
I think he's it. I think he's number one.
I think he could be mayor. I think he could be president of L.A. if we had that. Absolutely.
Yesterday was a tremendous honor for Vin in a long Hall of Fame career full of honors. He, of course, was the announcer for the Dodgers for 67 years. And he was inducted into the Dodgers Ring of Honor. This is an extremely rare honor that they give to, up until this point, to players. Mm-hmm. So this is your Sandy Koufax and your Don Drysdale and your Pee Wee Reese and your Tommy Lasorda and your Jackie Robinson, those sorts of people. Right. And they unveiled a microphone that will forever hang in the upper rafters of Dodgers Stadium. He is in the Ring of Honor. And he did us the favor, all of us, by giving a little press conference before the ceremony. And I thought you guys might enjoy hearing some highlights because it's always great. Look, I don't care what he's talking about. If he's reading recipes, I want to hear Vin talk because of that voice, right? But here's a little bit from the press conference yesterday at Dodger Stadium.
So what have you been doing with yourself?
Oh, I think Sandy and I have been dreaming up all kinds of things to do. She doesn't have to invent honeydews. I'm available at all times for everything, and it really has been delightful.
By the way, he's crazy for Sandy, isn't he?
He loves Sandy so much.
Look, the man's 89 years old. Hire somebody to do whatever needs to be done around the house. Don't make Vin do it. Let Vin relax and read a book in a hammock is what I'm saying.
Why are you so mad at Sandy?
Stop yelling at Sandy. Let the man retire.
Good Lord.
Oh, yeah. I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Ben, how does it feel to be back here today and know you're going to be honored in the ring tonight?
It's very emotional, even though I don't show it. I'm pretty good at looking stoic and meanwhile shaking up inside. I don't see those numbers. When I look at what you would call numbers, I see faces. I hear voices.
So he's talking about the other players that are in the Ring of Honor. To him, they're not just numbers on a uniform. These are memories for him.
Right.
And one of the stories that he used to love to tell on the air that he mentioned just briefly right here is Jackie Robinson. And the reason I love this clip is because, you know, he knew Jackie Robinson for the whole time he played for the Dodgers, you know, way back when. To us, he's just a grainy black and white guy from history. But Vin Scully was friends with him.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like when I look at Vin, I see a guy who's walking around who's like the history of the 20th century. You know what I mean? Because he's been at everything. And he told a little bit of the Jackie Robinson story, and it was delightful.
I look at 42, and I've told the story before, but I think of Jackie challenging me to ice skate, even though he'd never been on his skates in his life, and walking out on his ankles, as you do if you've never been on skates. I think of a million things looking at what everyone else calls numbers.
It's just crazy to think about all of the memories he must have for all of those players through all of those seasons, you know? And he seems to remember them all, too. So they asked him if he still keeps up with the game. Does he still follow what's going on in baseball in general and the Dodgers in particular?
So I follow what's going on. Do I miss it? I would miss it as you, or I would miss fellows that I hung out with in college. Life has caused us to eventually drift apart. Sure, I did it for 67 years. It's pretty hard to just turn it off.
He does wake up, and the first thing he does every morning, by the way, when he's eating breakfast, is read the recap of the game. He likes to know what's going on with his Dodgers. Aww. This was my favorite answer of everything that Vin said yesterday, again, from the Ring of Honor press conference at Dodger Stadium yesterday. One of the reporters asked him if it was harder or easier than he thought it would be to walk away and retire after all these years.
I think it's easier than I thought. Because I'm totally and completely at peace. It's a remarkable feeling. I just know. It's not like, gosh, you know, I feel good. I could have done another year. No, none of that. I am completely at peace mentally, physically, as best as I can be. I'm in the right spot in my life at the right time. You know, it's, I don't mean to be poetic when I say that, but you get to where I am. I'll be 90 in November, so I'm not a boy of summer anymore.
Oh.
By the way, he's going to be 90. Look how good he looks. Look how great he sounds. Look how sharp he still is.
He is truly grace personified.
He really is. And I don't like to get,
Don't do it. Don't. Don't. Just stop.
But he looks healthy enough to have a few more years left in him, is what we're all hoping, right?
Bean?
And I think back, and this was one of my considerations, and I thought, I've spent so many thousands of yesterdays. But you get to an age where you say, yeah, but how many tomorrows? And if you only had, if somebody said to you, you're going to have 123 tomorrows as of today, the first thing you would say, whoa, they're precious. I want to be with the most precious part of my life. And that's where I am. However number of tomorrows I have, I am spending the todays exactly the way I wanted to do, yeah.
How beautiful is that, by the way?
Why don't they make men like Vin Scully anymore?
And I don't know who this reporter is, but Vin, a consummate professional, knows how to go out on a laugh. This guy asked a pretty dumb question, but you'll love the way Vin handles it.
Vin, you were the president of the United States. What would you do in the case of North Korea?
All right, so if you were the president of the United States, what would you do in the case of North Korea?
Oh, give that guy the hook. Get out of there.
Why would you
get
ask,
off my phone.
Why would you ask a baseball announcer that question?
That's not real.
It
that
is
didn't
real.
Happen.
I know it sounds like it came out of the Borat movie, but it's actually real. Let's see what Vin had to say.
All right, I'll give you my serious consideration, but first I have to work on the infield fly rule.
See, important things first. Congratulations to Dodgers Ring of Honor recipient Vin Scully. We love you, man. Ryan Getzlaff from the Anaheim Ducks joins us just after 7 a.m. here on the world-famous K-Rock. Then we got some tickets for you to win for the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta 2017. Jim Rome on the show today. I think my wife may be leaving me. We got that to talk about.
Oh, that was... Yeah. That was slipped in.
really was. Well, I think we did have a good run. First, though, let's talk Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, you guys. This movie, by the way, rave reviews. Chip, you saw it. You loved it, right?
I saw it last week. It's so good.
So good, right? It's already made over $100 million at the box office. Hasn't even opened in America or China yet. That all happens tomorrow. But Beer Mug was on the red carpet with the stars a few nights ago. How are you, Mugs?
I am fantastic. Yeah, I had an opportunity to see the movie after the red carpet. But, you know, I'm a dad now, so my daughter takes over my life. But I can't wait to see this movie.
Wait, was that whole
paragraph
telling us that you didn't see the movie?
I did not see the movie.
That's good information. Thanks, Mugs. Needed that. Essential. Thank
Anytime.
You.
Anytime.
So Mugs shows up. And by the way, you know, you've been to a lot of premieres. But, I mean, this one, I mean, talk about stars, right? Chris Pratt and Zoe Saldana and Dave Bautista and Vin Diesel and Bradley Cooper and Karen Gillian and all of them are there. And you're so excited because you don't know who you're going to get. But it sounded like it was going a little bit slow early, so you decided to do both parts of the interview. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that is correct.
All right, let's see how that went.
So I'm going to do – since none of the stars are coming down to the red carpet to talk to us, I'm going to try to do voiceovers right here. Hey, yeah, yeah.
And when you say voiceovers, you mean impressions, right?
Yeah, so what happened, they had a big screen over the El Capitan Theater, mm-hmm. and they had their own set of interviewers interviewing the stars, mm-hmm. so I was doing, like, a VO to what they were saying.
Oh, I see. Right. So you're pretending like,
yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, Sly's a good guy. Hey, you know, I work with Kurt, you know, he's a good guy, you know, he's a funny guy.
So this is Sylvester Stallone and Kurt Russell, for yes. those who are blown away by the impressions.
Oh, no, we got it.
You like my glasses? They're clear. I got some tattoos. I'm going to kill him. Sly's a great guy, you know, and I'm an Angels fan, so, you know, the Dodgers, they suck. But, you know, we're here to watch Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm Kurt Russell.
All right. Well, fortunately, the stars did then come by to see Beer Mug, and I gotta tell you, you impressed me with how much you got as Sylvester Stallone himself when he walked by Mugs.
Oh, yeah. Sly! K-Rock! How you doing, bud?
K-Rock!
Yeah!
Okay, so there you go. He heard you at least, right?
He heard me turn around, acknowledge that we were there, and that was my hard-hitting interview with Sly.
Nailed it.
So right after Stallone goes by, David Hasselhoff shows up on the red carpet. And Muggs, of course, can't help but mention that we have a long relationship with David Hasselhoff. You know, he's a big K-Rock fan, as you know, Muggs.
Yeah.
And you did bring that up.
David K-Rock! David K-Rock! K-Rock!
Hi, I'm David K-Rock!
Sorry, Tyka. David, you got a Coachella this year, David? Are there any rooms at the Marriott?
Wait, the person next to you get mad?
Yeah, that was the director of Thor, the new Thor movie coming out.
Oh.
And
oh no!
Literally, was yelling right over his interview.
Oh,
yeah,
that's not great.
Why would the Hoff not come over and talk to you, Beer Mug?
He's a dick.
That had to hurt. All right, I'm not sure if we got any more of the Hoff or if we get into Academy Award winner John Voight here, but Mug's on the red carpet of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Wow, for being such a big fan of K-Rock, didn't even give me the time of day. David Hasselhoff.
Well, I don't know that we need to go there, so. All right.
So mad.
So John Voight shows up. He's in the movie, not in the movie, Mugs.
I didn't see it, Bean.
Okay, you didn't see it. All right, so he shows up, and he is an Academy Award-winning actor, a legendary figure in this town, and I'm surprised by the familiarity with which Beer Mug addresses Mr. Voight.
Johnny Voight. Mr. Voight, nice to meet you. Beer Mug from the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. How are you doing, sir?
Johnny Voight, he says to him.
It's like he and I have been best buds for years.
And by the way, he's super accommodating and super nice to you. I mean, he really gives you a nice interview.
I'm good, man. You're a big comic book fan?
If I wear those glasses, can I talk like you?
Absolutely, here.
Now, what are you wearing? What's
so
on your face,
now,
Mugs?
When we showed up, the wonderful people at Disney gave us Guardians of the Galaxy glasses. They had Star-Lord's glasses, and I got the Groot one. So I was wearing the big Groot one. So Johnny Voight asked me if he could wear my Groot glasses.
All right, and he puts them on his face.
John Voight's wearing my glasses, ladies and gentlemen. Baby Groot.
Oh, yeah, man, this is really cool. This is great. Yeah, let's play something. Let's spin something, baby.
The man, the myth, the legend wearing the baby Groot glasses. John, are you a big comic book fan? And if so, who's your favorite character?
You know, my grandmother, when I was in the 40s, that means 1940.
1940. You're a young man.
Yes, I am.
Now, if he's talking about something that he did in the 1940s, why is your comeback to say that he's a young man?
Trying to be complimentary and...
Okay, I was a little bit confused, but okay.
Yeah. And my grandmother had a candy store, and I used to cut the strings that kept the comic books together.
That's awesome.
So I saw all of those early comic books, you know, the original Spider-Man and Superman and... Batman, all of those. Maybe not the originals.
Did you keep any of them? Because I hear they're worth lots of money.
If I had kept them, I wouldn't have to be here today.
Real quick, I want to tie in a personal story. One time I saw you.
Oh, not again.
Here we go. Not
again. This isn't another one. This better not be one of those stories where you were going to talk to him but didn't, Mugs, because you have a million of those. Is that what's happening here?
Well, let's find out.
Real quick, I want to tie in a personal story. One time I saw you on Ventura Boulevard, a Ventura right by the 405, and I was such a big fan. I literally walked right by you, but I was so nervous I didn't say anything. If I had come up to you and said something, would you have been as cool as you are today?
Oh, no.
What a terrible question. Why would you ask him, if I had talked to you, would you have been nice?
Well, because, you know, that was a different setting. It was on the streets, and I just wanted to know.
Wow.
Chris Sullivan is up next, who apparently is great in the movie, by the way. He is he plays Taserface in the film, but he is a Toby on This Is Up. This Is Us. He's that guy.
Oh.
And from The Nick and from so many other great I think he's in Stranger Things. The guy is just a terrific actor, and now Mugs talks to Taserface.
Dude, you're Taserface.
Yeah, man.
How'd you get cast for that?
Same way as everybody else. I auditioned with a very gruff and loud voice. I just yelled a lot.
Is that what Taserface, the character, called for? A lot of yelling?
At the very least, a lot of yelling.
Who did you get to work along with in the movie? Which characters?
Michael Rooker and I sat in the makeup trailer every morning together and got into makeup. He is a national treasure.
And what a voice on him, all right?
Seriously.
You could pinpoint that voice out of any audio lineup.
Absolutely. And you wouldn't know this? Classically trained opera singer.
No way.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
All right, so he's funny, right?
Yeah.
Toby just punked you.
Now, look, does it get any bigger than Chris Pratt? I mean, he's got to be one of the biggest movie stars in the world.
You got Chris Pratt.
And here's Mugs talking to Andy from Parks and Rec.
Chris. Beer Mug from K-Rock. Hey, I just want to say what an honor it is to meet Star-Lord in the flesh.
Whoa, look at Palm. She looks amazing.
All right, what's happening here, Mugs?
Chris couldn't care less about me. Okay. And after I asked him that question, he just was talking about his co-star right next to him. And that was it. That was my interview.
It does seem like a pretty lady stopped by and all of a sudden he forgot that you existed.
I mean, that's understandable.
But right. Little co-star romance.
You got to. This is Palm Clemente. After you see this movie, there will be no doubt in your mind. You will. She's unbelievable in this movie. She's,
all right. So he's completely done with you.
Yeah.
Up next is Michael Rooker. Now, you were just having a long conversation with Chris Sullivan about sharing a trailer with Michael Rooker. Spent a lot of time talking about that, but then, well, somehow some of the names escape you.
You were in the trailer with, what was it? Sean, I forgot his name. Forgive me. Sean, this is embarrassing.
Sean
Taserface.
Oh, Taserface. We'll just call him Taserface.
So you'd already forgotten who Chris Sullivan was at this point, right?
Just give him his character name.
Dave Bautista walks by. Mug's very excited.
Bautista! Looking jacked.
Okay, that was very helpful. Thank you. And finally, the voice of Groot himself, Vin Diesel. Now, any setup I need to know about this? Because this is a very long and exhaustive interview you did with Mr. Diesel.
Waited all day for Vin.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and
here we go.
This is what I got.
Vinny D! I am Groot! I am Groot, Vin! Vin! Vinny D!
No Vin Diesel.
No Vin Diesel. No. Ladies and gentlemen, Diesel, everyone! Beer Mug on the red carpet at Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Go see it in theaters tomorrow. If Ralph Garman is here, it means it's time for another look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Thursday morning. Kevin Bean Show, what's going on?
Good golly, you're absolutely right. Hey, I want to remind folks, tomorrow night, that would be Friday night at 10 p.m., if you're not doing anything, we'd love to have you come out and join me and writer-director Kevin Smith as we do our little show we like to call Hollywood Babylon.
No.
We're having a great time lately, and we'd love to have you join us. Go to improv.com and click on the Hollywood location, and then you can get your tickets for tomorrow night's late show.
I'm sorry. I really am. But the answer is no.
Hollywood Babylon, 10 p.m. tomorrow night at the Improv. And that, of course, tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. Let's not forget that.
Okay.
And so to celebrate, you'd be happy to know that this week there's a brand new Spanish song that I think everyone's going to get behind and love. It is a song from an artist that I simply now call Cyrus, because that's what he goes by. He used to be known as Billy Ray Cyrus. But to celebrate the 25th anniversary of his well-known smash hit, Achy Breaky Heart, Cyrus has released a Spanish version of that song.
Oh, please no.
Along with the group Caballo Dorado, who are sitting in with him on this version. It is called No Rompas Mi Corazón.
Nope.
No Rompas Mi Corazón. Chip, you know how to say rompas, don't you? No rompas.
Just like that.
No rompas?
Yeah, I just did that. Do that.
No rompas?
No.
What happened?
Go ahead and roll your arm.
I can't do
it
without laughing. Just try.
Okay.
No rompas. No.
Rompas.
Yeah, like that. I think I did that.
Rompas.
Go ahead. No rompas.
Oh, shit. No rompas mi corazón. Please enjoy Cyrus.
No rompas más. Pobre corazón, estás pegando justo el pie en el ojo. Si quiero un poco más, mi pobre corazón, me harás mil pedazos de reloj.
That sounds unnecessary.
Goddamn right. You'll be happy to know, Cyrus has also collaborated with Bootsy Collins on a funk version of Achy Breaky Heart.
All right.
That will be released shortly. So,
you know, he could
we're not
just,
done yet.
He could just record other songs, different songs than Achy Breaky Heart over and over again.
That's crazy.
What's wrong with you?
Why is this happening?
Because
why do we need this?
Because it's the 25th anniversary of Achy Breaky Heart, Bean. And right. We must give it the attention it's due.
But we had just forgotten that song exists.
Attention
Don't bring
must
it back.
Be paid.
I guess.
Speaking of paying attention to some people, these people deserve some attention. Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell will each be getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this morning.
Huh.
Wow.
As a couple, they're going into the Walk of Fame.
You don't see that very often.
You don't. It's only the third time it's ever happened, Bean. This morning at 10:30 a.m. in front of Easttown. Easttown.
I don't know.
Anyone?
What that is.
Anyone help
no.
me out with Easttown?
No, I don't know either.
I'm assuming it's some sort of store.
All right.
It's not the Nike store, is it? Easttown?
Don't know.
I don't know either. So I don't know where to tell you to go. But if you know where Easttown is, then you know where to be in Hollywood this morning at 10:30 a.m. when Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell will be getting their stars. No? Nothing, Ellie?
No.
Easttown?
Easttown apartments for rent in Hollywood. Maybe it's a like an area.
It's right in front of the Fonda Theater.
The Fonda Theater. Okay, there you go. Fonda Theater. This isn't the first time a couple has been honored together, as I mentioned. Felicity Huffman and William H. Macy both got their stars on March 7th in 2012. And Cyndi Lauper and Harvey Fierstein.
They're a great couple.
Who worked together on the Broadway show Kinky Boots were honored with double stars as well. This morning, the honorees will be inducted by Kate Hudson. I don't understand why she's there.
She's Goldie's daughter.
That's her mom. To me. Quentin Tarantino. I mean, I just love working with Curtis. He's great. You know, put him there. You get him on the set. It's unbelievable. That's gonna be a hell of a speech from Quentin.
Feet.
And Reese Witherspoon will be there.
Why the disdain when you say Reese Witherspoon?
She's the worst, right?
How dare you,
Greasy Reese?
No one calls her that.
Everyone calls
ever.
Her that.
She's a national treasure. It's weird Amy Schumer isn't going to be there. Their new movie coming out. You'd think that would happen.
Don't look the gift horse in the mouth. Katy Perry and Jennifer Lopez. It has been announced they're going to be featured on the second Carpool Karaoke Primetime Special featuring Late Late Show James Corden. He's going to be back for another earlier edition of the show's popular segment, putting it in primetime. It'll be Katy's first time in the car. But J-Lo is returning for her second go-around with Corden. Special will air on May 22nd. At 10 p.m. on CBS. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Will Arnett is 47 years old today. Mike Dirnt of Green Day fame is 45. Erin Andrews is 39. Lance Bass is 38. Ashley Rickards celebrates her 25th birthday today. And Dick Dale, surf guitar legend Dick Dale.
Make
you just want to hang 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not that. Oh,
yeah.
Ralph. That's disgusting.
What? Come on.
Nope.
No
one's hanging on that. I'm Ralph
Garman. I want to show this beat. Let's make a programming note. I feel like we need to be playing that song every day right now, don't you guys? That sounded real good, you guys. Anaheim Ducks fans, check this out. Your team is coming home all tied up. 2-2 game 5 against Edmonton is going to be tomorrow night at Honda Center. We want to give you some tickets right now at 1-800-520-1067. Caller 20 right now at 1-800-520-1067. You win tickets to join Chip and all the Ducks fans rooting them on against Edmonton tomorrow night at Honda Center. Speaking of the game last night. It's unbelievable when you look at how long Ryan Getzlaf has been playing in this league for the Ducks. 112 playoff games over 19 postseason series, and may have had his best game yet last night.
I was thinking of this. Do you think he was thinking, oh, morning radio? But wait, I killed it! Yes, let's chat about it.
Let's find out. Ryan, how you feeling today, buddy?
I feel good.
We put up on the K-Rock social media last night that we were going to be having you on the show this morning, and a lot of your fans were very upset with us that we would not let you sleep in after last night's game. They were like, come on, let the man rest. How much does he have to do for you? But you have the time difference working in your favor a little bit. You're still in Alberta, right?
I am still in Alberta. It's okay. You know, I got four kids. It's not often that I get to sleep in past 8 anyway. So.
Yeah. As long as you've been doing this, do you still surprise yourself sometimes at the end of the game? Do you still go, hey, I'm good at this?
Yeah, something like that. It's, I think when you're in the moment and enjoying playoff hockey as much as I do, you just kind of get through that game and that excitement, and then we get ready for the next one. So you don't really enjoy it as much till the end.
Yeah. I was pretty shocked by the fact that you've never before scored twice in a playoff game.
Well, I only shoot the puck once in a while, so it's kind of hard to do that.
But
do it more.
Do it more. I mean, oh my God.
What was it? What was the game like for you last night? It was one of those games where you know the lead changed and it gets tied up and you go to overtime. I mean, though, I mean, I guess that's what it's all about. That's what you live for as a hockey player. Like you say, the playoffs are the best. I mean, are you just a ball of adrenaline during a game like that?
Well, you try not to be. I mean, that's part of playoff hockey, just trying to keep that level head. But obviously, there's ups and downs throughout every game. And the biggest thing that we've tried to send the message is that, you know, that we're always in it. We always believe that we can win no matter what the score is, up, down, whatever it is. So we try and maintain that throughout the whole game.
Your first period wasn't great. What goes on in the locker room? What kind of chats are had during that break?
I mean, we just talked a little bit about what we're doing wrong. I mean, that was one of our worst periods that we've played so far, and there was a lot of mistakes that we were making, losing battles, those kind of things. So we addressed a few of those things and went out in that second period on a bit of a mission.
Mm-hmm. When you have a goal that is a question, like you had one that was last night that was challenged by the other side, in your mind, obviously, you're hoping that the call goes your way while you're waiting. But do you know? Sometimes you don't really know whether there has been a violation or an interference at all, right? You're just kind of waiting to see what the refs say. Or in the case of last night, did you kind of know that Corey Perry did not interfere?
No. I mean, you know, the one thing that we've learned in all those challenges is that it's really hard to understand whether the call's going to go your way or not. I mean, we have video and stuff on the bench, and we try and make our assessment on it. But I think you always kind of plan for the worst and hope for the best. So no matter what happens, you've got to keep pushing the other way. So.
Yeah, that must be kind of tense when you're just kind of sitting there just waiting for the word, you know, because goals are pretty hard to come by at this level.
They are, and it's, you know, those are big defining moments in games. You know, we felt we worked hard, and Pears did a good job trying to avoid the goal as best he could there.
How different has it been with the switch in the line lately with Corey Perry playing in for Patrick Eaves? Is that something, I mean, is that something that has felt weird?
Well, I mean, you know, last night was our adjustment period. I think that, you know, Patty and Paris played a little bit different games, but ultimately it's the same concept. Me and Paris played a lot of games together over the years, and just takes a minute to get back into that rhythm.
We're talking to the captain of the Anaheim Ducks right now, Ryan Getzlaff. They are all tied up 2-2 against Edmonton right now in this round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Why is there in some series, Ryan, I know this may be a difficult question and maybe there isn't an answer, but why is it that there's no such thing as home ice advantage in series like this?
Well, I mean, it's just the way it goes. I mean, the playoffs are it's a funny game. One bounce here or there can make the difference in a game, so... when you're talking about the length of a series, we hope that we got our home ice back and we're excited to come back to the Honda Center.
How much do you feel Edmonton's fans, how aware are you of the Oilers faithful when you're there? Are they pretty loud and raucous like your guys are?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, you know, again, playoff hockey is what we play for. So when you go into a building and hostile environment, it's fun. It's the crowds are up and they're loud and everyone's having fun. So we expect and look forward to coming home for game five and having our crowd behind us.
When you're out there, traveling, does it matter much to you what city you go to? I'm not talking about the teams that you play. There was a story in the news recently about how the Golden State Warriors were kind of not jazzed about going to play in Utah because there's not much nightlife there. Is that something you ever think about? It's like what city you get to go to with the next team that you play, or are you just 100% just focused on what happens on the ice?
Yeah, the last thing we're worried about is nightlife. I promise you that. So.
You mean you're not out there clubbing? Come on.
Yeah, we don't venture out of the hotel too much during the playoffs. So, you know, it's about the hockey. It's about the atmosphere, and so far it's been great.
Chip, are you going to be doing your part? It seems like the games that you're able to go to or at least watch, the Ducks win. The games that you can't see, they lose. You think you're a player here, Chip?
Come on, Chip.
Hey, I'll be there tomorrow.
And you'll be there tomorrow.
The listeners will kill me if I miss any more games.
Yeah.
Yes, Chip has taken a lot of heat when she has something previously scheduled because the NHL wasn't courteous enough to clear their schedule with hers.
Yeah, well,
Ryan.
Look at that.
So she's your good luck charm is what I'm saying is when she's there, you'll be fine.
Well, we expect nothing else then, Chip.
Thank you.
All right,
everyone,
Ryan.
Everyone has to make sacrifices in playoffs.
Right, exactly. Get it together.
You got to do your part, Chip.
I can't grow a beard, so I got to do something.
Yeah, you can.
There you go.
Give it time.
Well, after a wonderful career, and I hope there's a lot more still to come, Ryan, it's so great to see you having fun out there and doing as well as you can. And, what an amazing game last night. Congratulations to you and all the Ducks, and we'll look forward to getting you back home, my friend.
Thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate it.
You bet. Always a pleasure. Ryan Getzlaff, ladies and gentlemen, Anaheim Ducks here on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock. Bye-bye. LA and OC's alternative rock. Gorillas on K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Hey, we're having a little weenie roast coming up on Saturday, May 20th at StubHub Center. That is that's 2 weeks from Saturday, Allie. Do you realize that's coming that fast?
I do. I have a calendar.
2 weeks. So you're aware of how dates work?
I am. Thank you.
See, because today's the 4th, right. And then you count the days up, and then 16 more days, it'll be the 20th.
It's very helpful.
If you want to be there with us and see Lord and Incubus and Imagine Dragons and Cage the Elephant and 311 and Paramore and Lana Del Rey and Dream Car and all the rest, we would like you to be there. We're taking some calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. What did we decide? What are we doing? What are we looking for this time?
I believe we're doing Listener-okie.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. All right. So you perform, basically, for the opportunity to win tickets. So you call and sing a song by one of the acts on the bill. You love Lord? Sing us some Lord. You love Incubus? Same deal. Cage the Elephant, Paramore, Lana Del Rey, Dream Car, whatever you're into, we want you to sing your way in to the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Rose Fiesta 2017. You can call right now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls coming up in a couple minutes. Trouble at home, you guys.
Oh, no.
Look, every day at my house is Valentine's Day. You guys know that.
You say that, yeah.
I mean, it's a dream being married to me.
Okay.
It's hard to imagine it could get better.
Oh, I can't. It's easy. I'm doing it right now.
So easy.
But there's a tiny bump in the road because I asked my wife to do something that she didn't want to do.
It wasn't butt stuff.
Oh, okay. She got a jury summons. And like most people these days, her instinct was to burn it.
Right.
And pretend it didn't happen.
Sure.
And no way. And I took that very personally as a citizen and as somebody who, as opposed to you guys, somebody who loves and cares about America. Mm-hmm. I said, no, you're going to go to jury duty because it is an obligation as a citizen to participate in the process.
Right.
Either you support democracy or you don't. And it didn't go well, but eventually she did acquiesce, and she did go to jury duty yesterday, and apparently she has to go back today, and apparently she's barely speaking to me, but we're going to try to make some peace here because my wife, Donna, is on the phone right now.
Hi, Donna.
New phone. Who dis?
Donna has not been home. She's been staying in a friend's house, quote unquote.
Mm.
God, the hate is so real right now. You don't even know. Like, I have to stay at my friend Gina's house to keep from stabbing him in his sleep. I really
stabbing
do.
Me. The hate for me, you mean?
Don't try to stop too hard.
I'm going to need a jury. I am. And they're going to feel bad for me. You weren't even born in America, Bean. What do you know about democracy, Bean?
Look.
Come on, Bean.
Let's go back to the day the jury summons arrived. Why was your instinct to throw it away and just pretend it didn't happen and just plan on shirking your responsibilities?
Because I went to law school and I worked for the public defender for a year, and I never had a non-guilty client ever, and I came home crying every day, and eventually had you let me quit law school, begged you, and you said, okay, I understand. And I see what our justice system is reduced to, plea bargains and summary probation. And, if an innocent person gets stuck there by accident, I'm sorry, dude, but 99.999999% of you that need a defense attorney, you're guilty.
Don't those defendants deserve a vigorous defense, and don't they deserve a jury of their peers? That's how the system is set up.
Okay. First of all, I am not a jury of your peers. I am the rich 1%. I can't relate to any of you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I'm afraid my Gucci purse is going to get nicked in the jury room.
Donna.
From the people I am fooled with. It's true.
Oh, my God.
I've been to downtown I know. You hate me equally right now. I understand that. I hate me too. That's why I don't want to have to be there, because I don't want to have to, like, have you hate me. I know I'm hateable. I can't.
You just don't care, right? No, but here's
it's
the thing.
It's not that I don't care. It's just I've been there, and it doesn't work.
But look.
It doesn't work.
Somebody's going to show up there today, and you might be selected to be on that jury.
Guilty.
And you. Okay, but you don't know yet. You haven't heard. You don't know.
Totally guilty.
But listen, they're going to want somebody like you who is going to think about, you know, thoughtfully what it is that the evidence is that is presented, and is not going to prejudge that person. Is going to give that person the ability to have a fair trial.
Have you been listening to this conversation?
Have you even met me? I'm so judgmental. Are you kidding me? Like yesterday, a guy turned to talk to me just to make conversation, and I go, no. I already knew. I didn't want to hear about his hobbies. I didn't want to know about the last time he got jury duty. I didn't want to hear about what his kids were doing. I don't. I'm so already judging you when I walk in there.
This is going well.
I don't feel like we're fighting any common ground here. But all right. So let me ask you this: if you were accused of a crime, wife of mine, wouldn't you want somebody in the jury box who was going to pay attention and be reasonable and follow the law?
I would be smart enough to get away with it.
Okay. All right.
I would not get caught. I would not get caught. I'd be like, I don't know how that oleander got in my husband's tea. I really don't.
Okay. Oh, I don't know why. I don't know why we have to go to murder.
Mark that tape.
Why does it have to be murder?
Because Alex knows everything is murder.
Right.
Everything is murder.
Everything.
All right. I hate to take care of family business on the air here, but she won't talk to me off the air anymore. I have to ask you. Yesterday you were there from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. And what happened? They said you had to come back. You have to come back today?
I sat for 6 hours, like 6 hours listening to the fat girl next to me eat Cheetos with her orange fingers and orange mouth. And I finally got picked for a group, and they sent around a questionnaire for the group to let us know that this trial in particular will be many months long. Do you have a problem with that?
Well, obviously you do. You're busy.
But it does get you away from me for many months. So did you think about it?
Yes. So now I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
I feel like I just got home. I mean, I just got home literally last week, just got back to Seattle. And this is how I'm spending my life.
Okay.
This is it.
Look, we got to go. We're out of time. We got to give away some Weenie Roast tickets. But so is the plan is the plan to say whatever you have to say to make sure that you don't get picked for
a
jury?
I'm not going to lie. If I end up having to be there for months, though, that's on you. Dude.
That is on me.
That's on you taking care of the family. That's on you dealing with my mom. That's on you dealing with everything that happens in our house that you don't even know about every single day.
So I'm the bad guy for encouraging you to go to jury duty.
Well, you're not even American, Bean.
Okay.
I mean, and you're not even an American.
All right.
Exactly.
Well, listen.
I'm build that wall right down the middle of our house.
Well, look, I'm glad I at least got a chance to say hi today. I miss you. Come home.
Seriously. You're the sweetest ex-husband I ever had.
Okay. All right. Bye, Donna. Every morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show, we give you two different chances to win tickets to join us at the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roast Tea Fiesta 2017 coming up on Saturday, May 20th at StubHub Center. One of them is going to be at 9 a.m. This one is going to be right now. If you want to go, call us at 1-800-520-1067. Sing a song by any of the acts on the bill that day. We call this Listener-Oki.
Listener-Oki, Listener-Oki, that's the game we're going to play. Listener-Oki, Listener-Oki.
We talk all the time about how poorly we would perform if we had to call in to K-Rock and win these tickets, and this is one of them. This is not for me. I do not have this skill, Allie.
I don't know. I've heard you sing Bastille, and you nail it.
All right. So we're taking your calls where you sing any song by any of the bands on the bill at the Weenie Roast, and then if there's no clear winner, we'll do a drawing. Everybody will have a shot, but you might just blow us away. You might just have that special something that you earn your way into the Weenie Roast. Let's just take them in order, Chip, and start with Bill in Santa Fe Springs. He is up first here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Bill, welcome to the program.
Hey, morning, guys.
I know it's early. It's tough to sing this time of day. What are you going to be attempting, though?
I'm going to sing Demons by Imagine Dragons.
Oh, good choice. We will look forward to enjoying that.
Go ahead.
At any time.
Okay, Bill.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made of gold. When the dreams all fail and the ones we hail and the worst of all and the bloods run
cold. Is it my imagination or can Bill sing?
Bill is delightful.
Bill can really sing. Wow. I was not expecting that, Bill. All right, you hold on, my friend. You're in the drawing. Let's go to Downey. Up next, line two, this is going to be Sonia. Hey, Sonia.
Hi.
Who's your band you want to sing here today?
I'm going to sing Incubus.
Oh, all righty.
I know, right? You're going to put me on after Bill?
I know, it sucks.
Pressure's on.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
A decade ago, I never thought I would be a 23 on the verge of spontaneous combustion, woe is me. But I guess that it comes with the territory, an ominous landscape of never-ending calamity.
Okay, all right, Sonia. All right. Yeah.
Nice.
Not bad. Not bad.
Really
all right.
Nice.
If you win, you'll be able to sing that right back to Incubus. Hang on, you're in the drawing. Let's try Carla West Covina up next. Hey, Carla, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. What's going on?
Hi, thanks. I'm going to be singing Misery Business by Paramore.
Oh, great choice. Let's hear it.
All right. I'm in the business of misery. Let's take it from the top. She's got a body like an hourglass. It's ticking like a clock. It's a matter of time before we all run out. When I thought it was mine, she caught him by the mouth. I waited a long month. She finally set him free. I told him I couldn't lie. He was the only one for me.
Okay. All right. Carla knows the words. My God. This is a talented batch, you guys.
Yeah, it's concerning, actually.
Very spirited. All right, thank you. Please hold on. Is this Marlon up next? Inglewood is where we're going. Hey, Marlon, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What are you going to sing for us?
Ain't No Rest for the Wicked.
Oh, love that song. Love Cage the Elephant. Look forward to it.
Yes. I was walking down the street when out the corner of my eye I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looked so all alone and could you use a little company? I said, if you pay the right price, your evening will be nice, so you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing. Why'd you do this to yourself? She looked at me, and this is what she said.
That's Cage the Elephant as performed by Nicki Minaj is what that was.
No. Please don't compare me to that.
I thought that was a compliment, by the way. That was very good, Marlon. Thank you so much. All right, hang on. We got time for a couple more. Let's go to Garden Grove. Let's get Haley on the show. Hey, Haley.
Hi, how are you?
We have a lot of very talented listeners this morning. Are you one of them?
I know, I think so.
All right, let's find out.
All right, I'll be singing Amber by 311.
Okay.
Okay, and it goes, brainstorm, take me away from the norm. I got to tell you something, this phenomenon. I had to put it in a song, and it goes like, whoa.
Okay, all right. I'm not sure I was high enough to be on your frequency there, but thank you, Haley. Appreciate that. Let's try Peter and Carson up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Peter.
Morning.
We are playing Listeneroki for Soul Dot K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2017 tickets. Who are you excited to see? Who do you want to sing?
Lord Liability.
Oh, one of the new ones. I like it.
Okay.
Yeah. They say you're a little much for me. You're a liability. You're a little much for me. So they pull back, make other plans. I understand I'm a liability.
Okay. Thank you, Peter.
Hey.
All right. Then.
You got through and you were on the air and that happened. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. We had a hot streak going for a while. Let's try David North Hollywood up next, line 7. Hey, David.
Good morning, good.
What's your band? What's your song?
I'm going to sing Kill for Candy by Dream Car.
Sweet. Oh.
Why is that such a good song, by the way?
It just is.
So good. Can't wait. All right, let's hear it.
Okay. Miss you, misunderstand me. Oh, whoa, oh, oh.
Whoa,
oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Me, I kill for candy. Oh, whoa, oh, oh.
Whoa,
oh, oh. Oh, whoa, oh, oh.
Look at Allie with the assist.
I was helping Thank David. You. That was All nice. Right.
Let's try one more, make it Desiree and Whittier. She's up next, line 8, our final contestant for Listeneroki. Hey, Desiree, you've had the opportunity to stand back and survey the competition before you got on the air. How do you feel about your performance about to happen?
I feel confident. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let's hear it. What are you going to be? What are you going to do in for us?
Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey. Okay. All right. I'm very excited about her set on May 20th. Let's hear what you're doing.
Oh, my. Okay. Will you still love me when I'm no longer young and beautiful? Will you still love me when I've got nothing but my aching soul?
All right. All right. Thank you, Desiree. Thank you very much. I got to applaud everybody who's able to sing like this at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Amazing.
Very impressive. I'm gonna ask for a drawing, Allie. Okay. I have too many favorites. Are you down with that?
I am comfortable with that.
So Bill and Sonia, Carla and Marlon, Haley and Peter, David and Desiree, all in the running. Only one, unfortunately, this time, Rob, will win tickets for the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2017 to join us on May 20th at StubHub Center. Who's our winner, please?
I really enjoyed him. His name is Bill.
Bill!
Thank you guys so much.
Well done. Have fun. Your next chance to win coming up at 9 a.m. Everybody else, thanks for playing Listen to Roki.
Listen to Roki. Listen to Roki. Thanks for playing our game. Listen to Roki. Listen to Roki. You suck and we're lame.
Our weekly visit with Jim Rome. Coming up right after the top of the hour here on K-Rock.
Yeah, it is.
106.7 KROQ. First, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday. What's going on?
I want to remind folks, tomorrow night at 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I, you know Kevin, Dogma, Clerks, Yoga Hosers, all those smash hits. He and I are going to be taking the stage at the Improv on Melrose for Hollywood Babylon once again.
No.
Come on out. We have a good time. Late show at the Improv on Melrose tomorrow night, 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and me, Hollywood Babylon. Go to improv.com for more information and to get
your
tickets.
Not now, not ever.
Speaking of tickets,
King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
By the way, Allie, a lot of backlash yesterday for you not knowing Camelot. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God. Look at all the F's I give.
A lot of backlash. Just a lot of people very disappointed in you. I just want you to know that, once again, you've disappointed a lot of people.
In Allie's defense, she wasn't born yet when it came out.
Yeah.
Well, neither was she when the Constitution was written. Should she know how that works?
I have never seen that.
Never seen the Constitution? No. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice and ensure domestic tranquility.
I don't.
Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and I forget the rest. I got pretty
deep.
That
was pretty
good. I got pretty deep in the preamble.
That was pretty good. Yeah. That.
What's that, Chip?
I think the rest of it is, hey, now, you're a rock star.
No.
Get your game on.
Wrong.
I don't think so.
Correct.
No.
Anyway, I got tickets for King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, the latest version of the Arthurian legend. That's one of my favorite stories, by the way. The story of King Arthur and Guinevere and Lancelot and the Knights of the Round Table. The premiere is going to be at the TCL Chinese Theater on May 8th. We've got passes. You want to go? Of course you do. Charlie Hunnam as Arthur, right? Jude Law is the evil king that usurps the throne. Oh, so good.
And by the way, let me throw out, in some cases, the director is a reason enough to even want to go. Even with all the great stuff you've already mentioned, the fact that it's Guy Ritchie, I'm in, right?
Right. Give us a call. 1-800-520-1067. First five people through with that phone number are going to get passes to the premiere of King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. Right?
I don't think that's
Excalibur.
Okay.
Kevin was here, I would ask him what King Arthur's sword's name was. And he'd say, Steve. I miss Kevin. I wish he didn't die.
R.I.P. Kevin.
When he died.
Yeah.
It's a shame. I heard they found him in the desert in a bag.
In a bag?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that weird?
No suspects, though.
Should have seen that coming.
They want to talk to me for some reason. I don't know why that would be the case, but...
It's going
to
be funny in court when they play 1,000 times you've talked about putting water, all of us, in bags in deserts.
As long as you don't show up in a bag in the desert, I'm in the clear, though. See? I'm setting up my perfect alibi. Because any of you die in any other way, who's going to look at me? I've already got a modus operandi, as they call it in the law enforcement business. Method of operation.
Sure.
In Latin.
Yeah.
So, this doesn't fit my modus operandi.
Yeah.
Right?
Brilliant.
Thank you. We should have seen this coming, I guess. Kim Kardashian is getting her own competition reality show. It's called Glam Master.
Come on.
You heard me.
Is it a makeover show or something?
Oh, wait for it, Bean. I know you're chomping at the bit, but I think you're going to wait for my story here.
Chomping.
She is the series will pit four beauty bloggers against one another.
Stop talking. Stop talking, and people need to stop living.
And they will compete for an opportunity, Allie, to be part of Kim's glam empire is what they're shooting for.
So it's like a job audition? You win and you get to be part of her squad or something?
Yes. Each episode will pit four beauty bloggers against one another until the winner will move to the semifinals and then on to one of the three spots in the finals. The eventual winner will get the title of Glam Master.
No.
Glam Master.
Nope.
Allie's face right now. If you could see it, she is so unhappy.
Is this the latest gem from Ryan Seacrest Productions?
It does not say here who is producing. Well, Kim is one of the executive producers, obviously. It's her idea. Mm-hmm. Lifetime Network apparently will be airing it, so I don't know if it's a Seacrest joint or not. But
Lifetime needs to stick to the women killing their husbands.
Glam Master. And
those kind of movies.
What about a Glam Master?
Yeah, we don't need that.
Come on.
Hey, do you guys feel, and I have no idea what the answer is here, I have no read on this, that the Kardashians have lost some popularity?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
You do? You feel that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Not only are they not as popular as they were, but they now engender so much hatred and derision, I think, for most people.
Because I don't know what the metrics are for that, but I just remember, like, when Kim's mobile game came out, it didn't seem like it was that long ago, I was stunned by how much interest there
was. Huge numbers.
Made millions and millions of dollars from that. And I just wondered if maybe we were past that, and now we're on the downside of the Kardashians.
I think we are.
I hope so.
And a lot of people, I think, hate watch that show still to this time. And, you know, by the way, I thought I saw the story this week. I don't know if you saw it or not, but Kanye West apparently is furious because Kim Kardashian had some shots of her in a bikini last week or the week before. I don't know if you saw those or not.
Mm-mm.
And they showed off some cellulite on her booty.
Like all women have.
But Kanye West is furious that those photos got out because he said it made her look cheap and damaged her brand, said her husband.
You are kidding me.
I kid you not.
Oh, who do I hate more?
Well, she needs a new Glam Master. That's the problem.
There you go.
Got to keep that in check.
Oh, F you, Kanye.
Glam Master.
I'm sorry for the realness.
Bass. Was that Glam Master Flash? Wasn't that?
No, I don't think that's right.
Oh.
But close.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Surf guitar legend Dick Dale is 80 years old today. Will Arnett turns 47. Mike Dirnt of Green Day is 45. Erin Andrews from ESPN and Dancing with the Stars. Did she survive the ESPN bloodletting over there on the network?
I feel like she hasn't been there for a while. She's been on Fox.
Fox now? Oh, never mind. I guess she didn't survive it because
she
wasn't
did not.
There. Yeah. Lance Bass is 38. And actress, Ashley Rickard celebrates her 25th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, just after 8 a.m. on a Thursday means it's Jim Rome time. Hear the full show, 3 big hours of great sports talk radio at jimrome.com from 9 till noon. If you miss any part of it, there's always the podcast, Jim Rome's Daily Jungle, available same site or play.in and iTunes. Mr. Rome, how are you, sir?
Bean, let's be real. Great sports talk might be a bit of a reach. Average sports talk, sometimes pretty good sports talk, but let's not go great. Let's be real about this for a minute.
There's a lot going on in sports right now. Not all of it is super fun, though, right, Jim?
This is not a funny day. I like to bring the funny to you guys. Hey, Allie, what's up?
What's up, Jim?
Yo, I like to bring the funny on Thursdays, but today is not a very funny day. So, I really don't know where you want to start, but I could start anywhere. Just know it's not going to be funny.
Well, let's start with what's going on in Boston at Fenway Park. This is one of those instances where, look, there's been a problem with racists in the world for as long as there have been people in the world, but it is on the front pages again because of a very ugly and unfortunate incident that happened when the Orioles were in town. One of their outfielders, Adam Jones, had an interaction with a fan that wasn't great. What happened, Jim?
All right, so in case you missed this, Adam Jones said that he was called the N-word by somebody in the stands on Monday night. And that it was not the first time that that's happened. He also said that somebody threw a bag of peanuts that landed near him. Now, Fenway Park has not been the most welcoming place for African-American players. As an example, Yankees pitcher C.C. Sabathia said he's never been called the N-word anywhere but Boston. Carl Crawford played there before. He said that he heard racial taunts. David Price plays there right now, and he said he heard it last year. and he's one of them. He plays for the Red Sox,
yeah.
And he's hearing that sort of thing. So this is not good. And then last night, here's the latest. The team banned a fan for life for using a racial slur towards another fan. So that would certainly fly in the face of the argument that that kind of stuff doesn't happen at Fenway. Clearly it does.
Yeah, and Fenway Park is in a tough spot because how do you regulate 40,000 people who are in your building every night? They don't speak for the team. You know, these are just random people who can do and say whatever they want. But I guess this is the first step is appearing, is taking it seriously and aggressively kicking those fans out and in some cases banning them. Yes, they just have to
exactly.
Do that.
Exactly right. That's exactly how you handle it. You rip their tickets. You ban the bigots for life. And Adam Jones said it best himself, quote, boo me, tell me I suck, just keep the racial stuff out of it, end quote. You see, buying a ticket does not give you license to drop an N-bomb on somebody or throw a bag of peanuts at them. There is no place for that crap in baseball or in life, and that's the way you handle it. If you see that or you hear that, you rip their tickets and you never let them back in the building ever again.
Yeah, I think you're right. So your opinion, Boston is handling this just right.
Yeah, if that's the way they're going to handle it. I mean, they say they have a zero tolerance policy. It's one thing to have that policy. It's another to enforce that policy. But the very day after it happens, they ban a fan for life. So, yeah, put some teeth into it, back it up, and that's how you handle it. You're never going to fix it completely, but that's the way to do that. If you rip their ticket and tell them they can't come back, that might put an end to it.
We are talking to our friend Jim Rome, host of the Jim Rome Show here on the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ. Let's transition to the NBA playoffs right now. I think it's funny to see all the articles lately, Jim, about how boring it is to watch these Golden State Warriors right now. I guess that's a good problem to have, though, right?
Yeah, it's hey, look, if you're bored by excellence, so be it. But the problem is, I think what people are bored by is we know what's going to happen. We know the inevitable. We know we're going to get Cavs, Warriors for that trilogy because Golden State curb stomp Portland in the first round. They cold cock Utah in game one. And while the Cavaliers don't look great right now, they are 6-0 in the playoffs. So we have this inevitability. We're going to get this rematch in the finals again. Because you look at LeBron, man, this guy's not only making it look easy, he looks bored. He went with that fake beer swig in game one. Just yes. Him last night, he was spinning that ball in his hand and mocking Toronto like they were a bunch of middle schoolers before he knocked down a three.
Yeah.
So if we're being real, it's not about Toronto or Washington or even Boston. It's about Golden State. So with all due respect to everybody, let's hit fast forward and get to the finals because I guarantee that's how it's going to set up again. Guaranteed.
But why isn't everyone, at least for right now, talking about Isaiah Thomas?
Who's not talking about Isaiah Thomas? We're all talking about Isaiah Thomas.
We weren't Allie. Just then. We weren't just then. You said let's fast forward. No, let's press pause. Let's give the guy his due.
Ooh, let's press pause. I see you working. Hey, look, this guy's absolutely incredible. He's 5'9". I've never seen a guy that size dominate a game or a series the way he has. The only question about him was we saw what he did in the regular season, and there was a sense that, yeah, we'll do it on the big stage. Well, he is, and he's doing it with a great deal of hardship. He lost a tooth the other night. The guy's been absolutely amazing. That said, and now that I've given him his credit, it's inevitable. I guarantee it's going to be the Warriors and Cavs in the finals, Allie. And if I'm wrong, and you know I won't be, Sanchez will quit.
What?
Whatever the hell he does for you guys, he'll quit.
Oh, hope you're wrong.
Sanchez, you ought to quit anyway. You ought to quit no matter what happens.
Are you prepared to call
I
that?
I accept your resignation, Sanchez.
Are you prepared to call that series, Jim Rome, if it ends up being Cleveland versus Golden State?
Call it what? Call it a lock? Call it? Yeah. Cavaliers,
you're all team
Warriors. Golden State is going to win. I am team Warriors. Golden State is going to win. Kevin Durant's back. They're on a mission. They were down up three games to one in the finals last year. They let it get away. They're just too good right now. LeBron will get them out of the East like he does every single year, mm-hmm. But the Warriors are the team to beat. Or Sanchez will quit. It should anyway.
You seem very excited about that inevitability.
I just want the guy to quit.
Last hour, we had the captain of the Anaheim Ducks, Ryan Getzlaff, on the show. It was a fun conversation because he had the one of the all-time greatest nights in his long 19-year career last night. Ducks are looking good right now, Jim.
This guy's such a stud. Getzlaff is such a stud. You guys are incredible. You get that guy on your show after a game like that, I'm very impressed. Very impressed.
Thank you.
Sanchez, you need to quit. Edmonton jumped on them early last night. They go up 2-0 with a chance to go up 3-1. And if that happens, that series is over. Except your guy Getzlaff did not get the memo. And he's a stud, which is why I did not panic when they lost the first two at home, nor when they fell behind 2-0 last night, and not even when Edmonton tied it to force overtime. I was not concerned because I've never seen that dude play the way he is right now. And is there anything better than seeing them bang home that game winner and Wayne Gretzky drop that F-bomb on camera right when it happened? I'll tell you what's better, Allie. Nothing.
I agree.
The only thing missing was Shaq piling on 99.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
That'd have been awesome. God. I don't root for anybody ever, but I'm all in. Go Ducks.
Go Ducks indeed. Go Ducks. By the way, they're coming back home. We gave away tickets already on today's Kevin and Bean Show, but they're going to be back at home at Honda Center tomorrow night for Game 5 against the Edmonton Oilers. Jim Rome for 3 big hours today, 9 to noon. If you miss any part of it, go to Jim Rome's Daily Jungle. That's the great podcast at play.it, iTunes, and jimrome.com. Have a great week, sir. We'll do it again next Thursday. Thanks.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Is that Evanescence? Is that what we're playing right there?
Sure was.
Yeah. Heard?
Yeah. Let me tell you what. That's legendary, my boy.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, Brother JD. Hey, welcome into the Kevin and Bean Show here for a Thursday morning. Another chance for you to win tickets to join us at the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2017 coming up at 9 a.m. like we do. But first, this. Today is Star Wars Day, as you know, Allie.
Sure.
So may the 4th be with you.
And also with you.
And recently we had April Fool's Day, and I don't know why we're just hearing about this now, but a dad played an April Fool's prank on his daughters that really I think is fantastic, and I think it lends itself to a great Kevin and Bean call-in topic, which is the dumbest thing you ever believed. Mm-hmm. You found, at some point you realized this thing that you believed was ridiculous. And you can't believe how dumb you were, how gullible you were, how stupid you were, but you believed it.
Yeah.
Here's what happened with the Rodney Herbert. He takes his young daughters. What are they, teenagers, would you say?
I'd say one's a preteen, one's a teen, yeah.
He goes to the AutoZone shop in Chesterfield, Michigan. And what he has done is he has created some fake coupons mm-hmm. for them to take into the store to ask for. Two items he sends his daughters in. One of them is blinker fluid for his car. Blinker fluid.
It's not real.
He dummies up a coupon for a free gallon of blinker fluid, one free bottle per person, only at AutoZone. And he also asks, hey, while you're in there, could you get me a bucket of steam? Can you give me a bucket of steam? So he sends his daughters into the store. Again, it's April Fool's Day. And then he just sits and waits until they come back out and describe how embarrassed they were when they realized they had been pranked. Here's the girls coming back out to dad's car.
We look like idiots. And I did the talking.
What?
There was no such thing as blinker fluid.
Did you ask for the bucket of steam, too?
Yes!
I even told her, what is a bucket of steam?
It's not funny. I mean, look like an idiot.
What did they say?
I'll remember laughing at us. He said, if your blinker's not working, you could try the bulb. And he said that through laughter. It wasn't funny. I've never been so embarrassed in my life. And then he goes, you know, I think someone's trying to play an April Fool's joke on you.
Did
and
you was show like, him the coupon?
I was like, no, we have a coupon.
40 million views on the YouTube video of these little girls, by the way.
So good.
It's so good, right?
Yeah.
So we saw this story yesterday off air. We were talking about it, Allie, and and you thought of something that you at one time believed.
Yeah, actually, producer Christine and I believe the same thing. Her a bit longer. Her through her 30s, which is concerning. But my parents told me at a young age that we were sending our dog Misty to a farm so she could run around and really have a great life. And I was like, well, you know what? We don't have a big yard. I think that's great. So we sent Misty to the farm to live a better life. And I had no idea until I was a teenager that that meant Misty had gone bye-bye forever.
Yeah, that's the that's pretty common, I think. I think a lot of people don't want to break it to their little kids that their dog has maybe passed, so they do invent a better. And who knows? Maybe, you know, maybe there is a big field in heaven. Maybe Misty is still running around and playing and having the time.
That's
of her
very
life.
Sweet. But Christine was 31 when she realized there was no farm.
Christine just thought that this dog was still alive at 28,
just loving life at that farm.
All right, so we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. What's the dumbest thing you used to believe? Let's squeeze in a couple real quick. Let's start with Frank. He's in Whittier. He's up first. He's on line two on the Kevin and Bean Show. Frank, we appreciate you listening and calling. What was it you used to think was true?
My grandmother raised my brother and I and said that if we get a hickey, if a girl gives a hickey to us, we, the guy, gets pregnant.
And when you learned a little bit more about how those things work, that didn't check out anymore, right?
Well, interesting story. We had a backyard party, and this one girl, Irene, she was 13. She pinned me to the floor and said, I want to give you a hickey. I threw her about 3 yards away and ran home.
Oh, Irene.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, Frank. Appreciate that. Beatrice writes in, when I was in second grade, someone told me if you can put quarters into a fire hydrant, then cold oranges would come out. Well, it was a hot summer day and I was hungry, so needless to say, I tried. That just doesn't make any sense.
How does that even start?
I don't know where that would come from. All right, let's take Lisa, Long Beach, Line 3, up next on the Kevin Beach Show. Hi, Lisa. Thanks for calling. What's happening?
Hey, guys. Thanks so much. I've been a listener forever. So when I was about 5 years old, my older brother told me that it was against the law to open the container of milk without shaking it really hard first, and that I would get arrested if I opened the milk without shaking it first. And to this day, and I'm in my 40s, I still shake the milk. Even though I know I'm not going to get arrested, I just can't help it. I still shake the milk before I open it because of what my brother told me when I was 5 years old.
Better safe than sorry, Lisa.
Sure.
Right? I agree. You never know.
Hey, look, crazy new laws are coming out of Washington every day now, man. That one could be coming right down the pike. All right, thank you, Lisa. We'll take a quick break, and your calls are coming up next, too, at 1-800-520-1067. What's the dumb thing you used to believe? It's time to confess. We'll talk to you next on K-Rock. All right, this is fun. We're talking about dumb things you used to believe. Aaron writes in, when I was a kid, I always buried popcorn kernels because I thought I would grow a popcorn bush.
Oh, Aaron.
Wouldn't that be awesome if you could grow popcorn in your backyard?
Yes.
Let's talk to Heidi real quick. She's in Riverside. Line 8, please. 1-800-520-1067. Heidi, what are you sharing with us today?
Hi. So me and my mom always used to listen to B-52 records when I was little. When I was about 5 or 6, I asked her how she knew all the words. And she told me it was because she was in the band. And they kicked her out.
So she told you she was a member of the B-52s, and that's how she knew the lyrics. And you're a little kid, so you're thinking, well, that makes sense. How else would she know them all?
Yeah, and I asked her why her picture wasn't on the record cover, and she said, well, we got in a fight, and these pictures were taken after.
I love it. That's fantastic. Great. Thank you for the call, Heidi. Appreciate that. Taking your calls, too, at 1-800-520-1067. The dumb thing you used to believe. That's the topic on K-Rock. A father sent his daughter into a AutoZone store to buy blinker fluid, and she thought that was a real thing. Turned out he was just April Fool's pranking her. It got us on the topic of the dumb things that you used to believe and now you know are not true. Allie, what are you hearing?
There's some magic coming into the Kevin and Bean Twitter, which is at Kevin and Bean. But Repo13 tweeted, I have a friend that said if you jump up and down after having sex, you won't get pregnant. 2 kids later, still wondering when that kicks in.
Jennifer writes in, also at Kevin and Bean, my dad told me that eggs grew on an eggplant. So we went to the store, we bought an eggplant and planted it. I watered it and it never grew eggs. Listen, Jennifer, we don't have the right climate in California to grow eggs. You got to be a much colder place to grow eggs from an eggplant.
I believe that's true. But real quick, just Jen tweeted, my mom told me that when the members of Menudo got too old, they killed them. That is dark. that is dark. Real dark, Jen.
All right, let's take a few calls now. What's the dumb thing you used to believe? 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we try, let's try Scott. He's in L.A. He's up first. Line 6, please.
Hey guys,
what's going on?
Up until very recently, I was absolutely positive that Major Tom by David Bowie was a true story.
This Space Oddity song, you thought, oh, he's writing about a real-life astronaut.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then when you guys were talking about him after he passed away, I'm like, why are they talking about Major Tom? And why have I never seen a documentary about him?
Because he does seem like a pretty fascinating guy. That's funny.
I felt so bad for his family.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that.
Won't ground control stop asking for him? So sad.
Let's go to line 7, please. This is Vanessa. She is in Whittier up next on the Kevin Beecher. Hey, Vanessa.
Hey.
What's up?
How are you guys doing?
Fine. Are you sad that you're about to confess something dumb?
Of course I am.
All right, let's hear it.
When I was little, my oldest sister would say, I was born on elephant's head.
Wait.
I'm sorry. I missed that. Say again?
That my oldest sister would say I was born on an elephant's head.
You were born with an elephant's head?
that I was born on top of an elephant's head.
Oh.
Oh, that's disturbing.
Yeah.
And at some point, did you ask questions about that and determine they were just making it up?
Yeah, well, I don't know. She used to be a big bully when I was little, and I would ask my mom, was I born an elephant's head?
Okay. That's weird, but thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's try Travis, line one, please, La Crescenta. Hey, Travis, welcome to Kevin DeBeach. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So, why is everyone so depressed?
When I was younger.
This isn't legally binding. You can't go to jail for what you used to believe. We're just having fun. Don't be sad, Travis.
Yeah, I kind of fell into a pool when I was four, and then, you know, my dog ended up saving me by alerting my dad. He pulls me out, and I think I can breathe underwater. I'm completely happy with it. So he has me try to breathe underwater in the tub, and that destroyed my dreams.
Yeah. Look, at what point does a kid grow up and not want to be Aquaman? But it just doesn't work that way. All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try Lori, line four, please, L.A., talking about dumb things you used to believe. Lori, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hey, you guys. I love you so much.
Oh, we love you, too, but your phone is all weird, Lori. We can't hear you.
Oh, hold on. Let me take it off.
Well, call back if you can, because we're not even making it out. I'm so sorry.
She was told she was a robot as a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
She sounds like one. Let's try Andrea Hermosa, line seven, please. Andrea, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. I believe my dad told me when I was a little girl that if I ate a lot of burnt toast, my hair would turn curly. So I started eating a lot of burnt toast, and there was a kid with an afro in my class. And I went up to him, and I said, you must eat a lot of burnt toast because your hair is so curly. And turns out that's not why it was so curly.
Really?
Why do you think your dad made that story up? Why do you think he enjoyed that so much?
He denies it to this day. He told me a lot of things like that when I was a little kid. I think he just liked to mess with me.
Did your dad just keep burning toast by accident? And he's like, Andrea will eat it.
I was burning toast myself because I wanted my hair to go curly. And for like a year, and so I kept burning the toast. And finally, my mom said, why do you like burnt toast so much? I said, because I want my hair to be curly, because
I kind of love your dad.
I kind of love my dad, too.
Thank you for the call, Andrea. Appreciate that. Jacob writes in, when I was 10, I moved to a new neighborhood and I started making new friends. One guy had a sister with only one arm. Oh. A week later, though, when I saw them, she had both arms and I freaked out. It turned out she had just hurt her shoulder and had been in a brace under her shirt. I was so embarrassed that I thought she had one arm. At least that one only lasted a week. It's not like some of this. It's not like Christine, who was in her 30s when she found out her dog didn't go live on a farm, right?
Sweet spirit.
Let's try Eric in Costa Mesa up next, line 8 on the Kevin DeBeach Show. Eric, what's the dumb thing you used to believe?
Morning, guys. My girlfriend is actually my girlfriend. My girlfriend ate a lot when she was younger, and her mom told her that if she got a tapeworm, the only way to get rid of it was to go to the doctor. They would hold a meatball in front of your open mouth, and the tapeworm would come out.
That's just not even medically sound.
I had to tell her this at the age of 26 and convince her that that's not how you get rid of a tapeworm.
Wow.
I like it. Thanks for the call, sir. Appreciate that. Let's go to Kelly, Mission Viejo.
Why a meatball?
Line 6. Because tapeworms love meatballs. Allie, everybody knows that. Kelly, it sounds like you were the one who was making up stories for your kids, right?
Hey, guys. Yeah. So my daughter believed, like, for the longest time until she was, like, 12, you know those huge, giant boulders that are, like, in front of, like, a new community or, like, landscaping kind of things? They're giant, like, the size of, like, a Fiat or something. So every time we would drive by this one intersection, there's tons of those, and I would, like, tell my daughter that was dinosaur poop and, like, go into this big story about how, like, it's still there, and whenever she sees these big boulders, it's dinosaur poop. So she would, like, there's the dinosaur poop. There's the, until she was, like, 12. I think she told her friends about it and everything.
That's a very reasonable theory. I don't mind it at all.
Right?
All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try Adam, Huntington Beach, line one. Wow. We just we have an unlimited supply of people who believe dumb things. Adam, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So when me and my younger brother, when we were little, and you know how kids are horrible at lying. Your parents always know the truth when you do something.
Sure.
So we would sit there and just try straight ball and lying to their face. My dad would stand up, pick up the phone, and say, tell me right now, or I'm calling Jesus, and I know his number. We got him in our phone book, in our little black book of everybody's numbers. It was always 222 Espirito Santos.
Oh, and my gosh. So good.
One time, he actually called, and I was like, Dad, we don't believe you. I want to talk to Jesus. And he let us get on the phone. It was his friend Jeff living in Nevada that he would call, and he would act like a godly voice and say, you need to tell your parents the truth. You're
that's
sinning,
amazing.
You know. And that's probably partially the reason I don't believe in God anymore.
That is aww. Fantastic, by the way. That is great.
But it worked.
Thank you.
If your kids didn't tell the truth, you're just
sure.
going to call Jesus.
Yeah, no one wants to upset Jesus, right? Great call. Thanks to everybody who believes dumb stuff. We love you.
Kids are stupid.
Dear Kevin and Bean, Carly writes in,
job, bro.
When I was around 4 years old, my mom told me that Naga hide was made from baby Nagas and that people were the reason you don't see them in the wild anymore. I was appalled. I was a tiny animal activist at that age, and I told everyone how outraged I was until I was about 12 years old and found out. Little baby Nagas, you guys.
Oh, rest in peace, Nagas.
It's very sad. Hey, yeah, it's Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday morning, 8:51. Ralph is here. It's time for another look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Animal activists are dumb. I've always said that.
Well, that's not true. That's not the takeaway. That's not the takeaway at all.
Stupid, dumb dummies were not smart, and they are dumb.
Okay.
Selena Gomez and The Weeknd are still going strong.
How do we feel about that? Do we approve?
I find her to be an adorable little human being, and I just want her happy.
Well, apparently The Weeknd makes her happy.
Fantastic.
They're very much in love. They were overheard using the L word to each other at the Met Gala.
Lick it?
Okay.
I was just guessing. I didn't know. I haven't seen the story.
That's two words.
So I was just guessing.
Gross.
Yeah. The L word wouldn't be lick it.
No.
That's true, Allie. Good point. Apparently, Selena is so much in love that she has volunteered to buy her boyfriend the extra E he needs to complete his name so he can be Weeknd like a grown-up spells it, which I think is nice.
That will never stop bugging you, will it?
It's just dumb.
I think he very much wanted to call himself The Weeknd as a musical act, and there was already another act called The Weeknd spelled correctly.
Well, then maybe I have to find a new silly name for my show.
Okay.
Dumbass. Right? Ooh, they're far away. Photographers are all the way over there.
They're getting a little closer.
They're
running up.
They see Bella Hadid and Gigi, her sister Gigi.
Gigi.
A guy on the radio told me it was pronounced Gigi.
Never listen to that guy.
What?
Yeah.
That guy thought that lick it was one word.
He's a dope, that guy. Speaking of dopes, hey, Walking Dead fans. Don't be dumbasses. Poor Josh McDermott. He plays Eugene on that show.
Yeah, what's this about? I heard there was some...
He's getting death threats.
For why, though?
On the social media.
What happened?
Because some fans think he's secretly teamed up with Negan.
Okay, even if he did...
He's getting bombarded with hate mail and death threats on social media, so much so he has deactivated all his accounts.
You're kidding.
No, even if he chased him off the internet.
Even if the character did that, he's just a very fine actor portraying a role on TV. He's just reading a script.
Oh.
It's not real.
Oh, he's an actor.
Well, apparently the people who are giving him death threats don't seem to understand that.
I'm glad you told us, though, because I'm sure a lot of people listening had no idea.
Thanks, Bean. You know, we didn't do it, right?
No, I got that. I'm outraged. I'm outraged at this.
He's such a nice guy,
too.
Yeah.
We had him on the show.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been nicer.
Mm-mm.
And now he can't even be on freaking Twitter because people are dumbasses.
I like it.
You know who made a mistake as well is Jalene Cook. You know who Jalene Cook is?
Mm-mm.
She's a Playboy playmate. She's not unattractive. She's in some big, big trouble. With some folks in New Zealand. She made the 12-hour hike up Mount Taranaki with her boyfriend Josh Shaw last month. And when they got to the top of the mountain, she decided, like you do, that she had to get naked and take some shots up there at the summit of the mountain.
So that's what you do.
You do a photo shoot.
Right.
You do a naked photo shoot.
Sure.
When you get to the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem. It is considered a sacred sacred spot to the local Maori tribe there, the natives.
Yeah.
And a spokesperson for that group is furious with her for being nude at their special place.
Shut up.
He compared it to stripping down at St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican.
I mean,
it's the same thing for the Maoris.
Okay.
Now she's in big, big trouble.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah, sacred, sacred.
Sacred, inappropriate.
It's inappropriate.
Now,
right.
There's no saying that she knew that the religious significance this location had for the Maoris.
Mm-hmm.
So she may have done it out of ignorance.
Right.
But I think she needs somehow to make it up to the tribe.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
I don't. She's got to make it
and
up to the tribe.
You don't either.
I think
maybe
she needs
stop.
To pay a visit.
Nope.
To the tribal chieftain and make things right somehow. I don't know. I would bring a pie. I wouldn't know.
Okay.
Yeah, bring a pie for sure. But I'm saying she owes.
Okay.
She's got to do something. There must be some ritual or some sort of procedure that they can go through that would cleanse something.
Okay.
Whatever their confessional situation is, I'm not sure, but things need to be done, right? Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm just trying to get away from that guy's boner.
That's another reason. And Liam Neeson's the best. He's just the
really
best.
He really is.
Right?
One of the great disappointments for me professionally was that when I did a movie called A Million Ways to Die in the West with Seth MacFarlane, I knew I was going to shoot in New Mexico, and I knew that Liam Neeson was the big bad guy, and he was the villain of the piece. So I was looking forward to finally getting to meet and have a short conversation with Liam Neeson. And sadly, I found out we had completely opposite schedules.
So you quit the movie.
No, I did not. They were flying him in to do his stuff because he had a scheduling issue, and my stuff was being shot at another time, so we would not cross paths.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are.
Well, that's what he would have said, and I would have said, Liam, it's me, Ralph Garman.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's shooting a current film in New Westminster, Canada. And there's a restaurant there called Big Star Sandwich Company that heard he was in town filming last Tuesday. So they thought it was funny. They put out a one of those sandwich boards, one of those chalkboards that you write stuff out there. And they put it out there and said, Liam Neeson eats here free.
Mm-hmm.
If he comes in, he can get a free sandwich. And so, as you can imagine, they're all busy working in the restaurant. And a guy walks in, stops at the counter and says, where's my free sandwich? It was Liam Neeson showing up to cash in on his free food.
Question.
Yes, Allie.
What if I put that on a t-shirt?
Put on your panties.
I mean, with an arrow.
Right?
Right?
Why are we talking like that?
Not sure.
I don't know.
But Liam Neeson.
And how old is he, Allie?
I think he's in his 60s.
Well, that's Sally's range.
I would.
Anything over 60.
Oh, it's about right.
So hot.
That's what she's into.
I mean,
and
he's
apparently
not
a huge dong.
Oh, yeah. It's,
right?
It's legendary.
Yeah.
In fact, there's a show called Hollywood Babylon. And at the end of every episode of Hollywood Babylon, the signature sign-off for that show is they go through the facts about the size of Liam Neeson's unit. Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
It's hilarious. We add more facts to the legend each and every episode.
Wow.
If you'd like to see that for yourself, by the way, there's an opportunity for you. Tomorrow night at 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose, you can see Hollywood Babylon with Ralph Garman and Kevin Smith and partake in Liam Neeson's junk yourself.
No!
He's 64, by the way.
You can go to improv.com, click on the location Hollywood, and you can get your tickets for tomorrow night's show at 10 p.m. with me and Kevin.
Oh, no!
Love to see you there. Today's celebrity birthdays, Will Arnett. He's 47 years old today. Mike Dirnt of Green Day is 45. Erin Andrews, 39 years old. Lance Bass is 38. Ashley Rickards is 25 years old today. And surf guitar legend, Dick Dale. Right? 80 years old today. Little Mizzou Lou.
Let me tell you what, that's legendary, my boy.
It is legendary. Doesn't it make you want to grab your longboard, just hop in your Woody, head on down to Surf City, with the rest of the ho-dads and the Grammys?
Well, here we go.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show this
week. LA and OC's Alternative Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ. Kevin and Beecher, Thursday morning. Ralph is here. Time for another look at the showbiz beat here on Star Wars Day. What's going on, Ralph?
May the 4th be with you.
Right?
Should be just be National Lisp Day. Right? May the 4th be with you.
No. Nope.
And also with you.
No.
Suffering succotash.
Stop.
I saw a Tweety Bird.
No.
What's the matter, Ellie?
Stop.
Little bit.
Looking like Sylvester.
Please cut it.
Sylvester the cat.
I need you to stop.
Suffering succotash. Kira, Warner Brothers is building a giant theme park with a Looney Tunes land, a Gotham City, a Metropolis. I think the Flintstones are going to have their own Hanna-Barbera
wow.
area.
Wow. Where's this?
Old-time Hollywood Square. It's going to be massive, and it's going to be one of the coolest theme parks in the history of entertainment.
Donde está?
Abu Dhabi.
For real?
Yeah.
That's far.
It bites.
It sucks.
You're never going to see it, right?
No.
Unless you get taken into white slavery
How
or something.
Dare you?
Unless you become part of a harem.
Could happen.
Could happen. Stranger things have happened.
It's far.
Yeah. Hey, Friday night, let me tell you, tomorrow night, 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I are doing our show Hollywood Babylon at the Improv on Melrose. Love to have you come join us. We really have a good time, and I think you will, too. Why don't you go to improv.com, click on Hollywood when you scroll down from locations, and then you can just get your tickets and more information to see me and Kevin Smith tomorrow night at 10 p.m.
I did not like it at all. It was disgusting.
See, that guy, he's a satisfied customer. And if you're looking for things to do Saturday, well, we've got your answer. It is the K-Rock Super Games and Brewfest Especial 2. Yeah! Die Harder Electric Boogaloo. This Saturday at Santa Anita Park at the infield. How come the kids yay for Brewfest and boob Hollywood Babylon? That's what I don't know.
Maybe they've been to both.
Kids.
That is classic.
Guests must be 21 years of age or older to attend. Keep that in mind, boys and girls. But it is a good time. It's drinking and it's games. And it's shenanigans, and it is a live horse racing, as well as the simulcast Kentucky Derby that you can wager on. It is really a blast. Only $5 to get in to the infield there, or $25 if you want the VIP experience. That's what we're giving away today, the VIP experience. One winner will get a four-pack of VIP passes. That gives you your own area for the bar and the restroom, and you get a trucker hat, and you get the VIP area and drink tickets and all those good things. And there's a lot of games you can play. There's giant bouncy houses for people. And there's a dunk tank that Chip's going to be in. And Beer Mug's going to be in. You guys together? Are you in there together? You're like
no,
hugging?
Worse.
You're hugging, holding on to each other?
I am in there after Beer Mug is done.
Oh, no.
How did she manage that?
You have to go into Beer Mug soup?
Yeah.
Will they change the water out?
I was going to wear a swimsuit, but now it's a hazmat suit.
Oh, just, you know what you have to do? You have to cover your body in duck grease or whatever they use, the long-distance swimmers when they swim the channel.
Right.
They cover themselves with grease and stuff so that the bacteria and things don't get into your skin.
Mm.
And the cold and stuff, too.
That does sound terrifying, Chip.
Yeah.
Dave, the King of Mexico, is going to be there. DJ Omar Khan, Nicole Alvarez, Lightning. Everyone's going to be hanging out. So, plus, as well, too, Tom Bien, they're giving away another pair of passes to Winnie Rose this
Saturday.
Nice.
Sweet.
So you got a chance to do that. Give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Caller number 21. Since you got to be 21 years of age or older, caller 21 will win that four-pack of VIP tickets to the big event on Saturday at the Santa Anita Racetrack.
You mentioned the shenanigans. I just want to double check for legal purposes. Will there also be tomfoolery?
No,
but there will be hijinks.
There will be hijinks.
Hijinks.
We have
been.
We have got a waiver from the city for hijinks.
How about monkey shines?
No, sir.
It's a monkey shine.
You know, when the monkeys come by and they shine.
Antics
on you. Hey, we're talking about Dave Grohl. And his lovely mom, Virginia, who we had on the show yesterday. We're talking about them. Dave's got a new project. He always got a project, this girl kid. Always keeping himself busy. New music project, which I'm very excited about. It is him, and it is Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well, that's too many drummers already.
It's Jim Keltner. That's too many drummers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm sure they'll work it out. Dave can do other things. But it's all for a Derek Smalls solo album.
No.
You know who Derek Smalls
no.
is?
No, Spinal Tap.
That's right, from Spinal Tap, yeah. Harry Shearer is the actor's name, but he is once again donning the persona of Derek Smalls, who was the legendary bassist for Spinal Tap. And Derek Smalls is apparently working on a solo album, and he's asked some of his friends to come by and help him out. So those guys all working together. Chad tweeted the photo of himself, Dave, and Jim Keltner in the studio while they're working, putting together the Derek Smalls solo album. So,
that's fantastic.
Very excited by that. With all those drummers, it could be sort of a sequel to Big Bottom. Remember Big Bottom, the Spinal Tap song, was a song played entirely on the bass.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lead bass, rhythm bass, and bass.
Yeah.
And they played a song called Big Bottom. That was pretty awesome. And so maybe there's going to be like a drummer version of that where the entire song is drummers.
I like it.
Or maybe they'll die after every song.
Yeah, Spinal Tap's famous for going through a lot of drummers.
Right?
So
good
maybe
idea
they
to back yourself up.
Yeah.
They do tend to burst into spontaneous combustion.
You can't dust for vomit.
And whatnot.
I like it.
Can I hear your Spinal Tap impression?
I don't
want to
do it again, but it's one of my favorites.
Well, let's hear that. That was pretty.
You can't dust for vomit. Because they. But.
Okay. He choked on vomit. Not his own vomit. Well, they're not sure. They're not sure whose vomit it is. No, it's true. You can't dust for vomit.
I mean,
better with a little context.
Good.
Better with a little context.
Well, I didn't want to do the whole thing. Maybe people should watch the movie.
I'd rather have them listen to our radio show. Are you a big fan of A Christmas Story?
Yeah. I can't put my arms down.
Okay.
Daddy's gonna kill
you. Don't
Ralphie.
Need to perform from everything we mentioned.
I insist that she does.
I love it so much.
Well, the house that was used as the home of Ralphie and his family from the cult classic film is now, of course, the Christmas Story Museum.
Mm-hmm.
They bought that house and turned it into a museum to honor that movie. But now they're also expanding the opportunities for Christmas Story fans by letting fans sleep in Ralphie and Randy's twin beds in their bedroom.
How fun.
So you can stay there like a hotel for the low, low price of just $495 a night.
Oh.
You can have the Christmas Story sleep-in experience.
And this is in, like, some random part of Ohio, right?
I forget where it is, but I believe it is Ohio.
That's steep.
It's a lot.
But it's the Christmas Story house.
Will they give you, like, a pink bunny suit to sleep in?
No, I think you kind of huddle up with a BB gun, a Red Ryder single-action BB gun. That's the starting rate, by the way. They're saying it's going to get a little more expensive as it gets closer to Christmas.
Come
as they get
on.
Closer to the season, that number may raise up. So you might want to get in early. To stay, if you'd like to go, you can email stay@achristmasstoryhouse.com, or you can just call them there. I'm sure they've got time on their hands. And you remember the film Who's Afraid of Roger Rabbit? No. Who Killed Roger Rabbit?
Virginia Woolf?
No.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? You win, Chip.
Woo!
That was the legendary, groundbreaking film where they took live action and animation and they mixed them together. And we had a film where there was co-stars who were both animated and live action. Hoskins and Roger Rabbit.
Ellie, can I get a line on that?
Yeah, I'm a sexy rabbit. No, she was. Was she a rabbit?
No, she wasn't.
Jessica? What?
Jessica Rabbit was Roger's wife, but she was a human cartoon, but she was human.
Yeah.
I think you brought it to life.
Thank you.
Pretty strong.
Please, Eddie.
That's my Roger. Anyway, they're doing it again, but not with animation. This time, it's going to be humans and puppets. Kind of like the Muppets. In fact, Jim Henson's son, Brian Henson, will be the director of a movie called The Happy Time Murders. The film takes place in a real world where humans and puppets coexist, although puppets are viewed as second-class citizens. Felties, right?
That's what so I would call into them. This.
And apparently there is a cast of puppets who start getting murdered on a kids' TV show, and a cop needs to come in and investigate the puppet murders. And that cop will be played by Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, my God!
And she will have a puppet partner who they come in and they have to investigate the murders for these puppets. It sounds like a clever
Muppets
name, right?
Muppets and murder. Those are my two favorite things. And then Melissa?
I thought you would enjoy
come
that.
Come on.
So you got everything.
Oh, my
waka,
God.
Waka.
Thank you, Fozzie.
Oh, I hope they murder Fozzie.
No.
Wouldn't that be the best?
I bet Fozzie saves the day at the end.
It's not the Muppets. These are going to be new original characters.
Yeah.
It's not Muppets.
Ish.
But Fozzie will come in and hope, and then you see his head roll across the floor, all bloody.
Murder!
Ellie's face is in shock. Today's celebrity birthdays. Ashley Rickards is 25 years old today. Lance Bass turned 38. Aaron Andrews is 39. Mike Dirnt, 45 years old. Will Arnett is 47. And Dick Dale, legendary surf guitar Master Dick Dale's 80 years old today. Come on. Hello.
Most people associate this song with Pulp Fiction now, Ralph?
Probably. Of course, Mr. Lou is the name of the song. Dick Dale's the artist. Got a ton of great surf guitar songs. If you're not familiar with the surf guitar genre, it's worth it to look into it because there's some great music comes out of that era. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Couldn't agree more. Thank you, Ralph. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness, and we all win with a commercial-free drive home today at 5 p.m. here on good old K-Rock. We got a pretty good show tomorrow for our Cinco de Mayo broadcast. First of all, one of the biggest boxing fights of the year is happening this weekend.
Really? Canelo,
one of those boxing fights.
Tell me more about this boxing fight.
I like that better than the boxing lovemaking.
What should I have called it? Boxing what?
Match. A boxing match. It's boxing called a match, match. Alex. Matches for 500, Alex.
Canelo versus Chavez is happening, and Beer Mug was there at the weigh-in or the press event or somewhere.
Wow.
Weigh-in or the mess event.
He was there talking to lots of people around the fight, including some fans who are very fight. I think it's called the Fan Fiesta is where Mugs went. But apparently it's a very good batch of Beer Mug audio, so I'm looking forward to that tomorrow. It's not funny.
No, it's not funny.
Also, comedian Al Madrigal is going to be back on the show. We love Al. His new Showtime special looks very, very funny. So Al joins us tomorrow. Our old friend Gustavo Arellano is going to be here as part of our Cinco de Mayo celebration tomorrow. He's going to be talking to us about the best Mexican food in L.A. and Orange County from a guy who would know, by the way. Let me see. How about this? Tickets to the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2017 on the program as well tomorrow. And since it's Friday, I think you know that means the Movie Bee. Ralph will be giving us his review of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, which you have or have not seen.
Nope.
Okay, that'll be very useful, and that'll all be tomorrow morning right here on K-Rock.